Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, there is something very special coming up to our community here next month. It's called Flags for Heroes, and it's an initiative put on by the Boy Scouts of America. And guess who's here with me today? Maggie McCahon. She is the Marketing and Development Director for the Palmetto Council. Palmetto Council, whatever the heck it is, of the Boy Scouts of America. Hello, Maggie. How are you?
Hi, Manning. I'm well. Thank you for having me on today.
And you're a relatively new resident of our fine city?
I am. We just moved here in June.
In June?
Yes. So I've been coming to Rock Hill for several years now, working for the Palmetto Council because we cover six counties. But getting to move here has been really special. I've enjoyed it so far.
So what has brought you here?
So my
besides this great restaurant.
Right. Absolutely. My husband is the new offensive coordinator at Rock Hill High School.
And his name?
Matthew McMahon.
Matthew McMahon.
Yes.
Well, he's got a big night tonight, doesn't he?
He does. It's their first game against River Bluff.
And you're going over to River Bluff?
I am, as soon as I leave here with you.
Well, now that I've shown you how to download the WRHI.com app, you'll want to punch up your game, punch up around 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
So you can hear the high school football tonight broadcast, which precedes the game.
Right? Yes, I will make sure to listen to that.
And then don't miss the end zone after the game.
Okay.
Which comes on roughly around 10 o'clock on all the stations. And you'll enjoy listening to that as well.
I will.
The games, all the highlights, you'll love it.
I downloaded the app, so I'm ready to go.
Didn't take you long, did it?
No, it did. I did it right here.
All right. So for people who do not know, when I say the Palmetto Council, explain that to them.
The Palmetto Council is the local scouting council. So when you think of the Boy Scouts of America, we have a national organization, and then we are broken into councils. And we cover six counties in the upper part of South Carolina. And those counties are York, Chester, Lancaster, Spartanburg, Cherokee, and Union counties. And we are responsible for delivering the scouting program that you know and love to the youth across those six counties. And our biggest county with the number of scouts that we have is York County. And so it makes
sense. As it should be.
It makes sense that we do a lot of our events over here. And we even had the honor of honoring WRHI and you in April at our Distinguished Citizens Dinner.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, so your home office is located where?
In Spartanburg.
Well, we got to change that.
We're working on it. We're working on it, maybe.
Maybe, she says. All right. Well, it's interesting that it's no longer officially called Boy Scouts of America.
Right. In February of 2025, we will be known as Scouting America.
That's it. Scouting America.
Scouting America.
All right. And that obviously is a reflection of what has been going on with scouting in the last few years with the addition of women.
Yes.
Girls.
So in 2018, we added females to the scouting world in the Boy Scouts of America. And we are proud in the Palmetto Council to say that we are 19% female as of July of this year. And that's the largest across the 19 service territory that we're in that goes up along the coast.
Well, that's good. That's very good. I'm just curious, what impact has that had on what we used to call the Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
Is that still around?
Yeah, the Girl Scouts are still around. We love our friends in the Girl Scouts, and, you know, they help recruit for us, and, you know, we'll have kids that might be interested to go into the Girl Scouts, so we'll send them their way. But, yeah, we love our friends in the Girl Scouts, and they're definitely still recruiting as well. The Hornets Nest Council, that's who's here
right.
in York County.
Okay. So with the addition of ladies to the scouting program, you're basically doing the same thing you were doing with the Boy Scouts?
I mean, yeah,
merit badges and scouting trips and all that kind of stuff?
It's the same core concepts that the females do that the males do. And they are still working on things like personal fitness, first aid, leadership skills, character development.
Right.
And they have done some, our females have done phenomenal things in the 6 years that they have been in scouting.
That's interesting. So when you go off on camping trips, mm-hmm. I would imagine that since you've now have girls involved with scouting, you obviously have, what do we call them? Not headmasters, you call them scoutmasters.
Right.
You have female scoutmasters as well?
Yes, we do. So when they get to the Scouts BSA age, so Cub Scouts are our little kids,
right.
And we're recruiting for them right now. So if you're interested in your child being a Cub Scout, go to palmettocouncil.org and learn more. But at the older age, they're broken out into boy troops and girl troops.
Okay.
And so they don't meet together like they do in Cub Scouts. And so when they go on camping trips, they are separated into their troops. So you're not going to have like males camping beside females and females camping beside males. They're going to be in different parts of the campground within their troop.
I got you. But they are going out together to
they do go out
the same
together.
Location, just
yes.
spread apart.
Yes.
Smart.
Yes, yes. And we have very specific guidelines and policies that are followed to maintain that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's, I think I said this before, I wish it were a requirement for every child to go through scouting, because it just teaches you values and how to do things that most young people don't get advantage of today because they got this silly thing in their pocket
right.
called a cell phone.
Yes.
It's not going to teach you how to make a fire.
Yes.
Right? You got to get out there and learn how to make a fire.
And even just not making a fire, just the confidence skills that you build in scouting.
Sure.
One of the best stories we have is we had a young lady, and she would not even go to a substation or a sub shop and order her own food. She didn't want to order her own food. She was so terrified. And she became a scout in 2018 as soon as she could join. And then 2 years ago, she was our MC at our Distinguished Citizens Dinner. And now she's in college and thriving and doing great things. But, you know, that's kind of a testament to the confidence that she built in just, you know, the first several years of her being in scouting.
Well, I can remember when you all honored WRHI this past fall, I guess it was. We, Alan and I, my partner, were interviewed by a young lady who was mm-hmm. part of the scouting. I can't remember her name.
Yes.
But she was cool. She was good. She was right on it.
Yeah, she was our scout of the year this year, yes.
Yeah. Good for her. Good for her. All right, so to normally this time of the year, when school is getting back together, you do a big push for scouting that mm-hmm. you go out to the school. I've forgotten how it all works.
Yes. So for the last 2 weeks and then going into next week, we have been in every elementary school across the 15 school districts that we serve.
Wow.
So last mm-hmm. week we did Union County, Chester County, mm-hmm. and then in York and Clover. And then this week we've been in Fort Mill, Lancaster, Rock Hill, and we've gone in every elementary school, talked about Cub Scouts in the classrooms to the kids. And then the parents have come to our information sessions. But we're still recruiting. So if someone's interested, they can go to adventurestartshere.org and learn more about joining Cub Scouts. And Cub Scouts is for boys and girls, kindergarten to fifth grade. And we have PACs that meet all over York, Chester, and Lancaster counties for people.
So you're really after the younger children.
Mm-hmm.
This is not for scouting.
Yeah, but we have, you know, if they have older siblings or, you know, an older child or student is interested in learning more about scouts, we have all that information on that website as well. Mm-hmm. So they can find a troop that meets with them.
So on an average year, you might draw in how many new recruits?
Well, you know, it varies year to year. We would love to get 1,000 or plus this year just to increase our membership numbers. That would be a great goal for us, but it varies year to year. You know, things change. You know, people have different schedules, and it's really interesting to see, because some years you'll have people come to the information session and maybe they don't join, but then the next year they come back and they join that year. So it's kind of repetitive, because every year we go and do the same thing at every school. And so the kids, like, remember you, and they're like, oh, you came to my school last year. Hey, are we going to talk about the Pinewood Derby today? So that's really exciting to come up and have a big kid run up and give you a hug, because they're like, I haven't seen you all year.
How about the parents? Do you find more of the parents are, I don't know, beginning to understand the value of scouting and pushing their kids to get in it?
We try to teach it. I mean, that is the first thing we say in any presentation we do to a parent, is the value of scouting and what a child is earning. Mainly that character development, leadership development, and just the cost of scouting is so much cheaper compared to other activities that you put your child in, and you're getting a full 12 months instead of, you know, just a season, a baseball season or a soccer season. But your child can do multiple activities. You know, just because your child plays soccer or football doesn't mean they can't be involved in scouting. So we have room for everyone.
So I want you to give me a pitch. I want you to pitch me, like I had little Johnny or Susie here in my lap, about why I should get them into scouting. And what would you tell me?
Are you a parent or are you a child?
Oh, I'm a parent.
You're a parent.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So join Cub Scouting. Put your child in Cub Scouts for the Leadership Development, Character Development Program. At the end of the day, they're going to have so many life skills that they wouldn't have learned in other activities. And it's never going to hurt them to even be a part of scouting, even if it's just for a year, 2 years, 3 years at that. They're going to have more skill sets than kids. They're going to build their confidence. And so you're going to see them blossom, especially if they're shy or they'll make new friends. They'll do activities they've never got to experience before. And then we just kind of walk them through, the parents, the different activities we do and how that aligns with everything's working out by age demographics and that sort of thing.
Well, you did well with that. Now, let's assume that I'm one of the children.
Oh, well, I'm better at this one than I am with the parents.
And most people think I still am a child, but go ahead. How would you pitch me on?
So if you are a child, Manning, I'm going to talk to you just like I would any kindergartner or first grader in the classroom, okay? So just bear with me. I'll do my scout talk on the radio. My boss will love this. My name's Maggie, and I'm with the Cub Scouts. And Cub Scouts is for kindergartners to fifth graders, boys and girls. Now, Manning, what grade are you in today?
I'm in fourth grade.
You're in fourth grade. Well, Manning, I heard that your class is the best class at this school. Is that true?
Of course.
Of course it is. So to prove that this is the best class, what I want you to do is we're going to play a game to learn more about Cub Scouts. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah. I love games.
And if I say an activity that you would like to do, or maybe an activity you would like to learn to do because you've never got to do it before, I want you to raise your hand up high very quickly and very quietly, okay?
All right, I'll try to be quiet.
You got to be quiet because I'm going to tell you that's how you prove you're the best class.
Okay.
How many of you would like to go camping and sleep outside in a tent?
Yay!
Or how many of you would like to go fishing and catch a really, 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 really big fish?
I'm in.
Or what about shooting a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Or a rocket high up into the sky?
Yeah.
Or maybe you want to sit by the fire with graham crackers and chocolate and marshmallows and make an ooey gooey s'more? Or my favorite thing we do in Cub Scouts, out of all the friends we make and the fun we have and the games we play, my favorite thing is we take a block of wood and we turn it into a race car, Manning, that you can race against all your friends on a track that's about as long as that hallway is out there.
Woo! I'm in.
And then they yell and scream, and so, you know, they want to ask 1,000 questions, and we don't let them ask questions, or we would never leave the classroom. So what we do is we say, now, if you want to learn more about Cub Scouts, you can come right back here to your school tomorrow night, and we say the time. And then we have them repeat after us.
That's great.
And then we give them a sticker. And then before I leave, I say, now I want everyone to close your eyes. Close your eyes nice and tight, nice and tight. Close your eyes. And before I leave, I want everyone to count to 10 and think really, 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 really hard about watermelon. And then I walk out the room. So they can't ask me questions. So that's kind of the scout talk. As a staff member, we all do it differently.
That's great.
But we try to get them pumped up.
So the Palmetto Council, tell me again, how many scouts do you have?
About 3,300.
3,300, and almost 20% of those are women.
Yes.
Isn't that something? That's great. It's a big council.
It is.
Big, big, big.
We do pretty well. We're not the largest council in the state of South Carolina, but we hold the biggest market share. And that means that the number of youth that can be scouts within our council, we are able to recruit and retain them as scouting.
Now, we talk about retention. When you take a look at that 3,300,
mm-hmm.
Now that's Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts?
Yes.
And Girl Scouts? Okay.
Yes.
So when you take a look at that number, what percentage of that will actually keep on going and really work to get that Eagle badge?
I don't have that number off the top of my head, Manny, and I should have looked it up before I came. Give and take, you know, every year we try to encourage them to keep on going, whether they're kindergartners or they're a 12th grader trying to get their Eagle Scout. But about 6% of them will end up getting an Eagle Scout.
I tell you what,
that's relatively high to have 6%. And it's actually probably a little bit higher than 6% now.
Right.
6% was a number from, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. So,
well, for somebody who's going to get a job,
mm-hmm.
or going to go to college, and you're putting down things that you've accomplished, if you can put down there that you were an Eagle Scout,
mm-hmm.
trust me, that gets somebody's attention.
It does. It definitely does. And even if you just, even going to college, put on applications that you were involved in scouting, you know, even if you didn't make it all the way to Eagle, it still looks great because people know what scouting does and what they teach you in scouting.
All right, Maggie, we're going to go take our mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Flags for Heroes, which is a big event coming up here September 7th through 14th right at the Winthrop Coliseum as we continue our Straight Talk broadcast live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Year with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, Maggie, you're all set now. You know what we're going to do. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, and we do it all the time here at Substation 2. All the time, that is, except Sundays because they're closed. Oh, my, why do they do that? I don't know why they do it, but they do it. So how do they do what they do is in the white letters. We're all going to bellow it out together. Are you ready, Maggie?
I am ready.
All right, the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from... with the Palmetto Council of the Boy Scouts of America, which of course is located right throughout this entire... What, how many counties was it, you tell me?
Six counties.
3,300 scouts, 20% of which now are ladies, girls, which is great. And as of February of next year, it is going to be called Scouting of America?
Scouting America.
There we go. All right. So you get a big event coming up here.
We do, yes.
September 7th through 14th called Flags for Heroes. I don't know anything about this, so tell me what the heck it is.
Yeah, so Flags for Heroes, we started this initiative in Spartanburg, which is where our office is located, our main office, in last year, so 2023. And it is basically just an initiative. A, it's a fundraiser. All the funds we raise for it will go to support scouts in York County. And everyone can reserve or sponsor a flag in honor of a hero, and a hero can be anyone. It can be a veteran, active military, first responder, a teacher, a doctor, a nurse. You know, COVID really taught us that anyone can really be a hero for what they do for the community. And then the flags will fly in a field, so we're very gracious to Winthrop to let us put them over at their Coliseum near the tennis court. So they'll fly in a field for the week of September 7th through the 14th.
Right.
And then on September 11th, we'll have a flag retirement ceremony, which if you've never seen is really powerful, and we invite everyone to come out and join us. And they'll fly all week, and then you get a metal dog tag or like a metal medallion that'll say in memory of or in honor of with your hero's name on it that you keep as a part of like just a thank you for sponsoring the flag.
Wow.
And they'll fly all week. So even if you don't sponsor a flag, come out and see it because it's really powerful. Our goal is to have, in Spartanburg our first year we had 200 flags. And then this summer when we did it in Spartanburg we had 400 flags.
Uh-huh.
So our goal is to double it this year. We're like 5 flags away from 200, but it would be great if we could even beat what Spartanburg did the first year in Rock Hill.
Well, you're in a very pro-military part of the whole state of South Carolina, is that right? But right here particularly.
Mm-hmm.
So have you gotten the word out to the VFW?
Yes, we have. We have a Flags for Heroes committee, and we have several members on there that have been contacting the VFWs, going around to local businesses and spreading the word. We are very gracious to several of our sponsors who have been able to do that, Williams & Fudge, KCI Technologies, York Natural Gas, and a few others. And hopefully, you know, we'll even get more sponsors to raise even more money. But like I said, all the funds we raise for this are to support York, Chester, and Lancaster County Scouts and allow them to keep being Scouts.
Good. Now, tell me some more about this retirement thing. The flags are there from the 7th through the 14th.
They fly the whole week, so we'll put them up the morning of the 7th and take them down the morning of the 14th. But on September 11, 9/11, we will be holding a flag retirement ceremony where the flags are.
Right, okay.
And we will be retiring a flag the proper way that you're supposed to retire a worn, battered American flag. And what we do is we just have it's really a short and sweet ceremony, 30 minutes tops, where you come, you bring your chair, bring your blanket, sit on the lawn, and we will have the flag. We will also have other flags that we have cut up the appropriate way, you know, in the stripes or with the field of blue, and allow people to go put that into the fire.
Huh.
And then we will thank our sponsors for being a sponsor of the event, but also talk a little bit about the importance of properly retiring the American flag. We're going to do a little memorial type of activity for 9/11, since it will be now 9/11. And it's just a really moving ceremony if you've never been a part of that before.
That's really nice. All right. Now, this is not a very expensive undertaking. I mean, I think it's very reasonable. $60? Is that what it says?
$60. So for $60, you sponsor one flag in Flags for Heroes. So you would pick your hero. You know, in Spartanburg, I did one in honor of my stepdad, and it just said in honor of Alan Privet. And then what we did is it flies on the flag. So the flag is a 3x5 American flag.
Right.
It's an actual, you know, flag.
It's a good size flag.
On a pole.
Yeah.
In the ground. So it's not just the ones that you stick, you know, in the ground. It's an actual American, big American flag. And then every flag has the metal medallion that's attached to it. And that's your keepsake for the $60. For $100, we will actually have our scouts take your flag down after the event, fold it, and we will frame it for you in one of the flag shadow boxes.
Oh, wow.
And put a plaque on it that says, you know, in honor of or in memory of with your hero's name.
Woo! Wow-wee.
So all in, I mean, you could be $100, but $60, you get the metal medallion. And the great thing about this event, as opposed to doing a big event with dinners and cocktails and all that, is this event is, we keep a lot of the dollars for our scouts.
Right.
So it allows us to do more for them.
That's amazing. That really is cool. So now, the actual placement of the flags,
mm-hmm.
you say you're almost at 200.
Yes.
Right now for mm-hmm. Rock Hill, Fort Mill, whatever.
Yes.
Who did you do the scouts go out there and put those things in? Tell me how that works.
Yes. So what we do is we grid it out, and they're put into alphabetical order the flags are. So, you know, one row would be maybe A through B and then C through D or however. We make even rows. And then we have signs that label what letters are on each row. So we grid it out first, and then we have all the flags. And so we go around, we give the scouts the poles and say, okay, wherever there's an X, wherever the rope crosses at the grid, place a pole. And they'll go around and place them. So they're all 5 feet apart, whether you go wide or whether you go deep. And then we go around after that and attach the flags and the medallions.
Yeah, that's something.
And they fly the whole week. So even last year in Spartanburg, I was getting ready to be on the news, and I was out in Duncan Park in Spartanburg by myself. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I was waiting on the news truck to get there, and it was windy, and you could hear the clanking of the metal medallions on the poles.
Oh, cool.
And that was probably the coolest, most memorable moment I've had in a really long time, to just think that that many people mean something to someone and be out there in the middle of those flags flying. There's a video on our website that you can watch from our inaugural event in Spartanburg. It's bsaflagsforheroes.org. So bsaflagsforheroes.org.
Yeah.
And you can go watch that video. It's very moving to see what that is. But like I said, we doubled it in Spartanburg on our second year, and we hope to do this again in Rock Hill next year, and we'll hopefully double it again. But we still need more flags. We still need more sponsors, and so we hope people will support.
All right, so there's a cutoff on this because you got to get these medallions made.
Yes. So for the sponsorships, like if your business wants to sponsor, we have sponsorships ranging from $250 to $10,000. So there's tons of opportunities there. And then that cutoff is next Friday.
Okay.
If you want your logo to be on the promotional materials.
Okay.
And then for individual flags, the cutoff is the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Okay.
Because the company we use to make the metal medallions, they're not going to engrave them until the week of Labor Day. And so we'll put those on the 7th.
Wow.
But it won't take him that long to do it. So
that is very interesting. Very interesting. So to do this, I mean, if you want to sign up for this, I know you've got brochures all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who haven't had don't have the paper in front of them, how do they do it?
Yep, just go to BSA. So BSA, Boy Scouts of America, BSA, flagsforheroes.org. And you'll just click on, I think it goes to two pages. You click on Rock Hill, and it'll take you right to the page to donate your $60. If you want to purchase the flag, you're just going to do the $60 first, and then we will send you an email or call you later to get your payment for the $40 for your flag if you want it framed.
I got you.
And we do it that way because a lot of people don't think they want their flag until they go see it, and then they're like, oh, yes, we do want that.
Yeah, but they do want it. So the sponsorships, give me those tiers and how they work.
Yep, so we have $250.
Yeah.
And you get 5 flags, $500, you get 8 flags, $1,500, you get 16 flags, $2,500, you get 25 flags, $5,000, you get 50 flags, and $10,000, you get 100 flags.
My.
So, and we promote this event all year long in both Spartanburg and Rock Hill, so you're going to get a lot of recognition for your company, not only on our social media, but also our website and for the event itself. So we got a $10,000 sponsor this week, which we're incredibly thankful for, and we have a couple of $5,000 and $1,000.
Good for you. Off and running. Good.
But we would love to have more. It's a great opportunity to support local scouts, to support the heroes in the community, and be a part.
I tell you what, anybody who's got a veteran in their family ought to get involved with this.
They should.
Trust
and again,
me.
It's not just for veterans. It can be anyone you consider a hero.
Yep.
I even did one for my best friend who's a school teacher last year. So it can be for anyone that you consider a hero. Mom, dad, brother, sister, whoever.
Okay. So BSAflagsforheroes.org. BSAflagsforheroes.org. That's all the information. And I expect to see that field at Winthrop Coliseum packed.
Hopefully
packed.
So, yes.
Yeah. I bet you will be. Well, Maggie, thanks for being with us today. You're a very interesting guest. I'm glad to have you here. We'll talk about this sooner next year.
Yes, okay?
All right.
Absolutely. Yes. Perfect. Thank
all right.
you.
Maggie McMahon, the Marketing and Development Director for Palmetto Council of Boy Scouts of America, soon to be Scouting America, our guest today on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, Common Sense, Intelligent Advice. For conservative investors, you can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time, Maggie, because you did so well. All right, here we go. We do fresh subs and salads, and we do them 6 days a week. Can't get the seventh day out of the guy, but we're working on that. How do we do it is in the white letters, so here we go at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice.
Garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you tonight for high school football. The first game at 5 o'clock on Interstate 107. The high school football tonight at 6 on the OTS Sports Network. Have a wonderful weekend. See you. Bye.